Get 30% shorter average wait time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
There's a better way to get free checking with the convenience you need, the kindness you want, and more. Visit Desert Financial Credit Union's new branch at Flagstaff Mall or open an account in minutes at desertfinancial.com/flagstaff.
Night Dreams Talk Radio can promote your product or service, and it will be heard by one of the largest audiences in paranormal talk radio. Contact us at nightdreamstalkradio@gmail.com or go to our main webpage and use the contact box at www.nightdreamstalkradio.com. These are uncertain times. Pandemics breaking out, a world on the brink of war, economic collapses, natural disasters, and crime around every corner. That's why six-time Naked and Afraid legend, extreme survivalist, adventurer, and Army combat vet E.J. Snyder, the number one ranked survivalist in the world, wants you to be ready and has everything you need at www.ejsnyder.com. All of your needs to be ready for the bad days ahead. From survival training, gear, survival food, videos, and more. That's right. Subscribe with your email at www.ejsnyder.com for blogs, newsletters, and updates so that you are prepared and ready for whatever comes your way. EJ Snyder always has your back. Survive on EJSnyder.com. Southeast Oklahoma is the backdrop for a paranormal thriller series by author John Vandeventer. When Sasquatch-like creatures terrorize the town of Tallahena, Oklahoma, a Choctaw elder and his son, assisted by law enforcement and the military, are able to restore peace. 2 years later, the creatures return along with UFO activity and an even darker ally. Enjoy exciting, high-intensity paranormal epics? Then read Relics The Dark Autumn and Relics to the Hanobia Remnant by John Vandeventer. Available now at Amazon or at www.relicsbook.com. That's www.relicsbook.com. Are you an independent-minded thinker who likes to weigh the evidence, pro and con, to make up your own mind? If so, then the book Alien in the Mirror by Randall Fitzgerald is the right book for you. Alien in the Mirror brings refreshing clarity and sanity to topics long shrouded in smoke and mirror confusion. With a foreword by the legendary scientist Jacques Vallée, it is the most authoritative and complete guide yet published to all of the theories and evidence about the UFO phenomenon, ancient astronauts, and abductees from both believers and skeptics. Get your copy and read Alien in the Mirror by Randall Fitzgerald at Amazon.com or by visiting www.alieninthemirror.com. Night Dreams Talk Radio, After Dark, wants to give a big shout out to all the truckers that listen to our show.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Thomas, and welcome to Night Dreams Talk Radio on Monday night. Just so that you know, just as a reminder, Night Dreams Talk Radio is on 6 days a week, and you can find us on all the streaming apps out there. Tomorrow night, Gary Anderson's going to be back on doing the show from Tuesday to Friday, and he's got on Doug Hajek, who's the president and co-founder of White Wolf Entertainment. They're the company who put out Monster Quest, and I'm looking over the guests he has for the rest of the week, and there's some great guests coming on. Matter of fact, I see Andrew Basiago is coming on the 27th, and then also join Bob Clark on Saturday night, who's going to have on Miss Ada going into Scary Things Paranormal. Well, in the news, there's a Texas mother out there who received a notification she wasn't expecting on a Monday. She was a little confused when she saw it, said that her order was going to take a little bit longer than what it usually does to process. Well, she's a little confused about it. And it appears that her son loves to play with her cell phone. Son's a little bit on the younger side. Well, he normally takes pictures of himself, but not on this given day. He kind of figured out how to run her DoorDash app, and he successfully ordered 31 cheeseburgers from McDonald's about 6 miles away. Order came, all 31 cheeseburgers, and the bill came up to like $61.58. Well, Mom looked at it from this point of view, that it's going to be a priceless story she can tell her son about later on. Well, I don't know if I would really go into priceless, because by the time she added the tip and everything else into it, it ended up costing her $91.70 for those 31 cheeseburgers. Well, maybe in the future she's going to remember to kind of lock that phone once she's done with it. Well, tonight, I've got a good guest for you. Michael Horn's going to be here. And Michael Horn has 43 years experience as a science researcher. And he began a study and research in UFO studies of UFO contactee Billy Meyer. Now, back in 1979 is when it all began with Michael. Michael found previously unknown warnings also, originally published by Meyer, beginning in 1951, about unnatural man-made climate change, global warming, and increased frequency and intensity of storms, blizzards, tsunamis, and coming climate destruction. It seems like I'm getting a little bit of that in my region, because the other day we were at 90, and today we're down to like 60. Well, Michael, I'd like to welcome you to Night Dreams Talk Radio. How are you doing this evening?
Well, hi, Thomas. Thank you very much. It's been a long day and a long weekend prior to it. So I'm doing well, but I'm kind of in that lulling kind of energy where, you know, you just kind of lean left and you lean right and you go, wow, what happened during that weekend that made me so tired that I need another one? But to have an opportunity to talk about the Billy Meier case is just what I needed. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Billy Meier, for those that don't know, Billy Meier is a contactee and one of the originals. For those new to the show and those who may not be familiar with Billy, can you give us a little background on Billy Meier himself? Who is he?
Sure. Billy Meier is a now 85-year-old Swiss man who years ago, actually most officially, if we could put it that way, in 1975, came public in Europe claiming that he was meeting with extraterrestrial human beings from another star system. And he began right away to put the proof on the table. And that proof and evidence, if you will, not only consisted of the most remarkable, still clearest, and still irreproducible UFO photos and then films and video, but also with a voluminous amount of material information from transcripts that were the conversations that he was and continues to have with these people. And within those conversations are volumes of prophetic information that is, so far as we can tell to this day, error-free and of the utmost importance to our world.
You know, I'm a MUFON, and I've been getting a lot more reports recently. People claiming to be abducted. Now, I'm not saying they're not, but when I hear the word abductee compared to contactee, what is the difference between those two different individuals?
Well, I would say for the most part, they have something in common, and that is that they are mistaken. Now, certainly in terms of being contactees, in the 43 years of my own research that you mentioned, I have not found actual evidence of another genuine contactee. And that means somebody on Earth who has been deliberately contacted by extraterrestrials with whom he has conducted an ongoing relationship, communications for any period of time. As far as so-called abductees are concerned, that field appears to have a large percentage of people who, if I can use the word, suffer from sleep paralysis, dreams, delusions, even mental imbalances. And I will say that there have been, even according to the info in the Meier case, some people who had indeed been abducted, and that appears to be something like 99% of those people, if they had an abduction experience, it was at the hands generally, usually, of the U.S. military, not of any extraterrestrials. And that leaves a small portion of people who may have had what's called a contact examination or, abduction as we know it. So to summarize, I know of no other genuine UFO contactee. And the information, according to, to the information in the Meier case, is that those people who've had an experience of being so-called abducted that was genuine, they suffered at the hands of intelligence services and not extraterrestrials.
Looking at the contactee side, I started reading myself back in the 1960s about ufology and all sorts of subjects related to it. And one of the initial books I got, not the first one, but I think it's maybe like the second or third book, was by George Obdansky. And when I hear the word contactee, to me, that kind of like, it kind of put, I'm just looking for words here, not a good light on the subject, because I'm looking at it from like, okay, here George says, I went to Jupiter, went to these other worlds in our solar system, and he met these, I think it's beautiful blonde women. I'm thinking, on one hand, I want to hang out with George if he's meeting beautiful blonde women. But on the other hand, knowing science, I'm like, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right. And
of course,
what makes Billy so different? And then also, why did they select Billy of all people, of all the millions of people on this world?
Well, one of the things, since you mentioned Jupiter, let me tell you one of the things that makes Billy Meyer different. Billy Meyer, in 1978, I think it was actually about October 15th or so, published information, and it was in the form of a transcript, a conversation that he was having with an alleged extraterrestrial woman who was his contact person at that time. And in this particular contact, he is discussing Jupiter, since you just mentioned the phony Adamski character, and Jupiter has no life on it, he was discussing Jupiter and its moons, specifically two of the moons, primarily Io. And he was describing the volcanoes on Io. He was explaining about the ejecta that was propelled out at speeds of something like 2,400 kilometers per hour. And he was discussing how those particles that did not escape the gravitational pull of Io fell back down onto that moon, creating an exceptionally and unusually smooth surface. He said that those particles were sulfur, sulfur ions, sulfur particles, and that those particles that did escape were taken up also into the torus of Jupiter. He spoke about the moon Europa being ice-encrusted. So here's the difference. We have somebody who was a liar, George Adamski, a deceiver, with fantastic stories about women from Jupiter or any other planet in our solar system, none of which are inhabited, as opposed to Billy Meyer describing this information. Now here's where it becomes impressive. That was in October of 1978. On March 12th of 1979, this is from memory, but I think that was the date, it was a Monday, NASA JPL announced that the most important discovery of the Voyager mission was that Jupiter's moon, Io, was the most volcanically active body in the solar system. Subsequent announcements corroborated the composition of the ejecta, the fact that Io was unusually smooth, which could only then have been indeed accounted for by what Meyer described months before, and that the torus of, a year later, they determined that the torus of Jupiter was comprised largely of sulfur particles. So this is the difference between somebody who has genuine experience, is the one person on Earth who does, and the one of many people who make it up for various reasons. So we could, you know, laundry list tons and tons of these, prophetically accurate items in the sciences and in environmental information. Billy Meyer is the first person on record, dating back to at least 1951 and earlier, to specifically foretell unnatural, man-made climate change, global warming, the damage to the ozone, the connection between ozone damage and atomic explosions and discharges from power plants, the connection between petroleum and natural gas extraction and earthquakes and volcanic activity. I mean, we're not talking lightweight stuff here. We're talking stuff that is really, he's publishing before our scientists officially discover it.
Now, somebody may say, you know, come on, if he's read books, if he understands basic science and so forth, maybe he's just putting things out there. But was Billy, sure, is Billy really a well-read man, a real educated man as far as science and other materials go?
Well, it can be said that Billy had a formal education, didn't go beyond the sixth grade. He educated himself beyond that. He traveled extensively. But you see, that's a good point. And here's how we put that point to rest about, you know, well, could he have read it and backdated it? I'll give you an example from 2 years ago. Went up to what's called the USGS, United States Geological Survey, in Flagstaff, Arizona. And I met with, in a spontaneous meeting, I had found out this man was there. His name is Ken Herkenhoff. He is one of the, he's the lead guy actually doing the imaging for the Mars rover. He certainly was at that time. Saw him in a newspaper. I thought, hey, I'm close enough. I'll go up there. And I asked to meet with him, and he was a big guy, came out and he said, hi, you know, I'm Ken, can I help you? I said, yeah, I'm not going to take a lot of your time, thanks for coming out, but I'd like, and I hand him simultaneously three sheets of paper that are full of information. I said, I'd like you to look at this, and when you have a moment, get back to me, I'd love to discuss this. And it's about Mars. And he said, oh, okay, well, thank you, I will. So takes several days. He gets back to me, and he says, well, could this man, Billy Meyer, could he just be making good guesses? Well, what Ken was trying to reconcile in his own mind was that I had given him three pages of specific discoveries about Mars, the water, where it was located, the directions it flowed in, what the canals were composed of, even the name of the Mars Odyssey, which was predicted in this material. This material was dating back over 30 years. Ken could not handle how he could be looking at things. And I'm going to give you the other shoe in a moment. But he said to me, well, for instance, I've never heard about lightning on Mars, because that was one of the things that Billy Meyer was speaking about. So I went online and I did an extensive search, and I found that in 2009, that's when NASA, quote unquote, discovered lightning on Mars. Billy Meyer had published it 32 years earlier. But here's how we know. We have copyrights where this information in the Meyer contact has been published in books, in published documents. And I'll give you one before we end tonight for sure that people may want to really wake up and pay attention to. But this type of scientific information, Meyer has published in documents and books verified by copyrights. Now, copyrights, for people who may not be familiar, are the internationally recognized standard of legal proof of first publication. The copyright doesn't mean that what's published is true or accurate. Simply means that that document, that whatever book, was published then. In Meyer's case, it is literally courtroom quality proof. I've run it by a judge. I've had a retired prosecutor trial attorney write me unsolicited after reviewing the pages I have on Myers. He said, and basically what he says is, you are doing courtroom quality stuff. This is proof beyond a reasonable doubt. This is what separates all of ufology from the singularly authentic Billy Meyer contacts.
And Billy, where did he, you know, he got his information from? Pleiadians, if I'm correct?
Well, Pleiadian is the term that Billy Meyer was told to use. There was no such thing. In 1975, when he was having these official contacts, he had other contacts dating back into the 40s, but these were the ones meant to start the UFO controversy. And at that time, when this was to, you know, be published officially in Europe, America, all over the world, he was told to refer to these people as Pleiadians. And he said, well, wait, I know better. There's no life in the Pleiades. Why would you tell me to do that? And they said, well, you're correct. There is no life in the Pleiades, and there are no Pleiadians. But once you, Billy, start publishing this and sending out everything, people are going to come out of the woodwork for a long time to come, claiming to be channeling Pleiadians, meeting with Pleiadians, having Pleiadian babies, every form of deceit. And these people will be either deliberately, they will be charlatans, unquestionably. They will be lying. Some of them will say, well, I've been to the Pleiades, or they'll say preposterous things like they've been to Mars or something, which is not true. None of this is true. And so he was simply told, you don't have to ask us when somebody starts coming forward making these claims, they won't have any evidence. None of them will. And all of them will be lying. Now, some people may be just hallucinating this, and they're not deliberate. They're not charlatans, but there will be a whole world full of people deliberately trying to profit. They will take your material, Billy. They will change it around. They will plagiarize it. They will claim that they got it from, quote-unquote, Pleiadians, Barbara Marciniak, Barbara Hand Clow, and now there's people on the Internet, and they're all, you know, channeling and meeting with imaginary. So this is what has done damage in the so-called field of ufology, but it's done even greater damage. It's done damage that is irreversible in many cases to our world. And I mean it in the most sincere and serious way.
When I started reading this over, these stories over, and I saw like Pleiades, I typically thought of, with a background in astronomy, I thought of a star system out there. But as I'm reading your material over deeper in depth, it was saying, well, no, wait a minute, this, where they were from, the ones Billy met, if I'm correct, were like a distance of like, what, 80 light years distance away from that region? Not even close to that area.
That's right. So it turns out to be about 80 light years away. I'm sorry, Thomas, go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm thinking something along the lines of what you were talking about is, okay, there are individuals who are going to try to piggyback potentially in stories they hear from somebody else that, okay, I'm also from the same system.
Right.
And they piggyback on the stories for whatever reason out there.
And they get it wrong.
And the ones that Billy met, can you describe them, their mannerisms, appearance, and so forth, their characteristics?
Well, not having seen them myself, I will give you the descriptions that, you know, that Billy has given and drawings that have been made of a number of them that were basically directed, if you will, by the people themselves and executed by a couple people that are in Billy's group. These are fully human people. They are, for the most part, indistinguishable from us. Billy has seen and met with extraterrestrials from their race and several other races that are, no different in terms of appearance than not only these people who seem to be primarily looking like, you know, Europeans or Scandinavians, but also people that look like Middle Eastern people, like people of African descent. He's met people who look Asian because, as this information had made clear, the universe is teeming, not here in our solar system, there's nothing going on here, but the universe is teeming with life forms and races, and many are ubiquitous, you know, a white race, a black race. Billy met people who are slightly greenish tinged and who have a very acidic skin chemistry. That's a whole other story. They left their handprints with seven-fingered handprints embedded in several cars at the center where Billy lives. We have photographs of those. There's stories about what took place with that. But, you know, these people come, human beings come in various sizes and shapes. Some have more or fewer fingers and toes, perhaps eyes. They are smaller, very much so, or very much larger. But for the most part, the people that he met, with the exception of a couple that actually came onto the property, who we would call kind of giant, very tall, 15, 17 feet high, witnessed by one or two of the people there who had a bit of a startle. But most of them fall within the range in appearance and size. As a matter of fact, in the early days of the contact, some of these people did indeed go into different villages in Europe to obtain things, and they were never noticed because they simply appeared to be human beings from this earth.
So their appearance was the same, mannerisms relatively the same?
From what we can tell, yes. You know, they don't behave weirdly or anything. Not like we. We behave weirder than they do.
What type of messages were they relaying on to Billy?
Well, because I know we have maybe, time limits, I'm going to give you the core of it. And I put this out in a DVD called The Meyer Contacts in 2004. And I titled it The Meyer Contacts, The Key to Our Future Survival. You see, the confirmed existence of and contact with an advanced extraterrestrial space traveling race would be the single most important development or true story, whatever you want to call it, in all of human history and science. And yet, ufology, the people running around looking, you know, to be important with no substance to them, would have us believe that this is just going on all the place, you know, all over the place and all the time. But when you get into this, you realize, and I realize as somebody who's 43 years of research and I've lectured internationally all over the world, and I'm the American media representative, I represent this case in English, this is not about chasing lights in the sky. This is not about having a career as a so-called UFO researcher, investigator, expert, what have you. This is serious stuff. And it's been trivialized beyond belief. First, it became a tabloid topic, which was expected. But now with the appearance of people like Lou Elizondo and Chris Mellon, what have you, who shill for the military and for the war industry and who lead the very gullible wannabes who flock now to social media to eat up everything about so-called UFOs and UAP. These people know the Meyer case is authentic. And this is a side note, and they will not acknowledge it, even though they've acknowledged it to me, both of them, as has Daniel Sheehan, who is...
There's a better way to get the convenience you need, the kindness you want, and more, like free checking and cash back. When you join Desert Financial Credit Union, you get top-rated mobile and online banking, and you can earn an annual member giveback bonus. We share success with you because we believe it's the right thing to do. Visit our new branch at Flagstaff Mall or open an account in minutes at desertfinancial.com/flagstaff.
Okay, so that'll be one bajillion.
For eggs?
Egg, singular.
Are you saying bajillion with a B or mudjillion with an M?
B. It's jumbo.
Get your eggs at Del Taco in our egg and cheese or crispy bacon breakfast rollers with scrambled eggs and freshly grated cheddar starting at only $1.29 each. Plus, Del Yeah Rewards members get free hotter iced coffee with any purchase before 11 a.m. See app for terms and conditions. Price and participation may vary.
Dude, aren't you late for work?
I asked my job to fire me.
Why?
Gas is literally a bajillion dollars. I lose money every time I drive to the office.
How about a bike?
Also a bajillion dollars.
We get it, and we got you. Del Taco's 20 Under 2 menu features fresh-made items like the new $1.29 chicken cheddar rollers made with freshly grilled chicken, freshly grated cheddar, and salsa verde ranch or chipotle sauce rolled in a flour tortilla. Del Taco's 20 Under 2 menu. Del, yeah.
Price and participation may vary.
Well, as an attorney. So the reason for these contacts, the core, is to help us to survive literally in every sense and every meaning because of the path that we are and have long been on, which can lead to our extermination. And nobody can come and save us. These people are not allowed to do it. They can only do what they've been trying to do for over 13,500 years, to put the information about the truth, the truth of our existence, the truth of the life of this creation, this universe, before us, so that we may study and find out through our own thinking and testing if it is indeed, pardon me, the truth, and if so, for us to change our direction course correct in time. So that's the answer. It's about our future survival. That's it. Yeah. Bottom line.
Yeah. So he's looking at getting messages about our future survival, how to change things. What I get individuals calling me, talking about different cases, and I'm not saying it's not true because, I mean, what we're getting a lot is their word, but sometimes I get concerned when I hear the things like, okay, they're here to save us. They're here.
Yeah.
They're going to come in if there happens to be like an atomic war. They're going to come in at the last minute and save us.
No, not true.
If we're choking on all the pollution in our oceans, our air, everything else, they're here to change all that. But to me, I think, you know, another society would be trying to tell people, hey, you got to change yourself. You know, yes. We can't come around and save everybody. You've got to take some initiative on your own.
They're not here to save anybody. The core of this material is a teaching. It's a belief-free, non-religious teaching of how life works, how thinking works, what the laws of the universe are, with a great emphasis on law of cause and effect. And so the core of that teaching is, and you were basically saying it, 100% complete self-responsibility for everything in our own lives, to see things as they are, no reliance, no dependence, no seeking anything from real or imaginary outside forces. That means not from our own so-called leaders and experts to save us, nor any kind of God, saints, saviors, what have you, that have been in our popular mythology for thousands of years, for which there is zero evidence, and people may not like that, but we don't deal with any beliefs or theories. When Billy Meyer started publishing, and I don't know if people know this, when he started publishing and sending us in English the information about this pandemic that we began to publish over two and a half years ago, since then, and at that time, every single thing he published was true in advance of our official discovery, in advance of it, with no errors. They've never had to change anything. And they told us from the beginning, the very thing that a lot of people don't want to hear. If you will lock down for 3 to 6 months, if you will bite the bullet, do these particular things, fairly simple but difficult, yeah, your economy is going to suffer. You will conquer this disease in no time. And instead, we now have it for the rest of time. I won't go into more of that. People can write me or look at the blog and find this out. I have, Frontline's New York City doctor 2 years ago came forward. He had an interview with Al Jazeera News. He said, this is all accurate information. He quoted all the info from Meyer. But the stuff that's most immediate right now, that is pertaining to the wars and the threats of wars, literally published a minimum of 35 years ago, specifically explaining that this whole situation about Russia is going to go on the military march. But why? Because of things that they were betrayed by NATO and the U.S., going back to 1990, lied to. But here's something, and this is, there's so much in this. We have a document called the Henoch Prophecies. But one of the things I put up recently, even though we covered that, was specifically in here, they talk about Russia will attack Finland and Sweden and ultimately Norway. But why would they do that when those countries have been neutral and there's been peace between those countries? It's because they now, just now, have joined, at least Sweden and Finland joined NATO, and that was the last straw, and they have been warned. You don't bring one piece of equipment, military equipment on here from NATO, and it's, we published it in English, it's in a book in English.
Right. Well, you've got a number of things in the book also, too, and I just want to back up a little bit.
Sure, anything you want.
Yeah. One of the things I always get hit with, photographs. Mm-hmm. Somebody always tells me, why don't you have one good photograph that you get of the UFOs and so forth? A lot of people send in, like you say, the lights in the sky, yes, and so forth on there. But when I started looking at the photographs on the website, I hate to say this, I started thinking to begin with, and again, it comes from my growing up in a different era.
Sure.
I remember the old movie Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Right.
And some of the things like that originally, and you get that thought, but you really have to sit down and look at evidence closely And back then, it was a little bit more of a challenge than what I've got right now. Now, when I get digital photographs, I can look at digital photographs and pull up electronic information from it. It gives me the make, the model of the camera, all the camera settings, et cetera, and so forth on there.
Amazing.
And to be honest with you, too, I've also got some great ones that the individual Senate of Aliens under Michael, they took pictures of, and I said, well, did you know I can buy the same outfit on Amazon that your child was wearing? But I look at these, and you have to, when you look at the photographs like that Billy took, he was using old film-type cameras.
Oh, yeah.
And a matter of fact, we didn't mention, he also had one arm when he was doing a lot of this.
Yes.
And I wish I knew the camera settings, because I'm one of these people, I'd go back and look at things close and try to analyze things and see, you know, if there is potential there. I'm from the old film type camera background also. So I'm familiar with the settings. I used to develop all my own stuff on my own. And I look at the photographs by stuff to say, okay, you've got to look at these in an analytical point of view and not just write them off on first impression. You have to go back and look at really the photograph, all the things in there, the lighting, and all this stuff along with this. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a little bit of insight into some of these photographs that
sure.
Billy's done and who's looked at them?
Oh, my gosh. Well, his photographs, he actually published his first photo with five of the craft. It was more of a lights in the sky kind of a thing, but he published it in 59. Then in 1964, he published photographs that he took in India and maybe some other places. Only 12 of those remain, but they're pretty darn good, especially considering he took them with a Kodak Bellows type camera. You probably know it. My father had one back in the 40s. You don't do anything fancy. You pull the thing out along these two little slides and you click it, and if you're lucky, you've got a photograph. And the whole thing with these photos, and then I won't forget, I'll tell you, about some other photos, but I was interrogated, if you will, by a guy who ultimately revealed to me that he was a former top USAF, OSI, and Department of Defense investigator and supervisor who came upon these things of Meyer's photos, thought that it was a hoax. He spent 3 months interrogating me. Then he spent 5 months going back, looking at all of the 1964 info, the photographs, the young girl who was in a photograph with her grandfather, who is a monk at an ashram in India where Billy was taking these photographs, who was an eyewitness along with another woman, and they both went public here in 1998 about it. And they observed the extraterrestrial woman. They saw the craft and all. So this guy came forward as a skeptic. And then in August of 2017, he said, your Billy Meyer case is 100% ironclad, authentic. I will take on any skeptics on your behalf. And he did. He demolished them. He said, I will give you an article you can run. And it will explain to people who do not need to be knowledgeable in any kind of sciences how to march through this just using a basic protocol. And you will be able to determine the truth for yourself. We'll look at means, motive, and opportunity, and you will see that this man is telling the truth. And that was one of the more recent things. Actually, the original analyses go back to the late 1970s. We have comments from top experts from NASA, JPL, USGS, IBM, McDonnell Douglas, various sound recording studios who analyzed. All these people said, this is authentic, it's authentic, it's authentic. And the thing that I'm personally am glad to have had a chance to do a couple of years ago, in October 2020, Billy Meyer said, would you go to Moab, Utah? We understand there's a storage unit there. Would you go see? Look through the remaining archives from the lead investigator, Wendell Stevens, and see what you find. Went there, spent 2 days. There were 24 boxes. Everything in there was just looking like stuff we'd already seen. In the last box, I opened it up, looked down. There's a handful of photographs. Turned out to be about nine, I believe. I hadn't seen them before, but I thought they were from perhaps a series of a cover photograph taken in Switzerland. I sent them back to Billy in Switzerland, and then in about a week's time, they said, no, this is something completely different. And the photographs showed a UFO interacting with what we could determine was the United States top secret stealth fighter. So we had to do a bit of homework then. We've done more since then. But basically, I sent a photo off to a guy who was an expert. He was formerly with Kodak, because this was kind of lucky, because this was obviously a Kodak photograph. And I said to him, please tell me what you can about the photograph and tell me what you can about the information on the back of the photo. He said, if I had to testify in a court of law, here's what you have. You have two objects in the photograph, photographed at the same time. No evidence of overlays, manipulations, hoaxing, or trickery whatsoever. The object, the circular object, is basically stationary. The plane object has some movement that is detectable. And they are, you know, there they are in a photograph. And then he said, on the back, I looked at the information. We checked it with Kodak. That information shows that the photograph that I have in my hands, that I'll return to you, was processed in the 1980s. Well, Billy Meyer asked the player, and before we got that analysis back, to tell him what he could, because Billy didn't take those photos. They were taken by Wendell Stevens. And what we learned from the extraterrestrials, these were taken in June of 1981 of a top secret stealth fighter. Information passed to me from one of the people in Switzerland said that the fact is that Wendell Stevens, the lead investigator, first met Billy in 1969, and in a very one-off unique thing, he was picked up by Billy Meyer and one of the extraterrestrials, a woman named Eskett, several times. And on this particular occasion, if we have the information right, I always say it because it's mind-boggling, he was picked up again in 1969 and taken forward to 1981, the Groom Lake area, because they knew that they would be testing the then top secret stealth. Well, it gets better if that isn't enough. Jaime Masson down in Mexico has had somebody do other analysis and do all sorts of stuff on everything comes up authentic. But then a team that I have with Melissa Osaki and Charles Van Loan and Matt Knight were using various computer technology. The plane appears to be just a black stealth fighter, except it isn't. It's a camouflage plane. And there was only one version of the stealth that was camouflaged, and it was flown in 1981. We even found who the original test pilot was, and then we found a video of that plane in flight. This is so out of the realm, and I have offered this to every single UFO so-called expert. Since you are involved with MUFON, I'll offer it to MUFON through you. So far, not a one of these people will even mention it, because they all run around with zero evidence of anything of extraterrestrial manufacture, promoting themselves and their tall tales, and deliberately suppressing Meyer. They know he's authentic. They suppress it so they can have their 15 minutes, and in the process, they have suppressed the awareness of all of these prophecies, all of these warnings about what is now going on right in front of us in Eastern Europe.
Did Wendell Stevens have any notes in there regarding the photographs themselves, any background information on those photographs?
We only know that according to Kodak, our expert, they were indeed processed in 1980. We think that would coincide with the 1981 info from the Pleiaren, and then the discovery that that first test flight was June 18th, 1981. We think that is the interaction. And we are finding other artifacts. This is going to blow people's minds. There are other artifacts, objects in these photographs? I certainly didn't know it. I'm no photographic expert.
Well, I did look at the photographs on there. I found those. And the plane you're talking about appears to be, it's got the profile similar to an F-117.
That's what it is.
That's what it looks like.
That's exactly what it is.
I did look at the images. And I can see the camouflage effect once they did the digital enhancement. And I was just trying to do comparisons between the camouflage that was on the plane itself compared to the enhancement.
No, it's on the plane, and it shows up when the photograph is dug into, and we're looking. There's something going on now. We're looking to get even deeper analysis and photo to find out. But we have had at least two aviation experts who are very familiar with the F-117, F-117A, whatever it is, affirm, because we sent them images of several of those photographs without the UFO in it, so there'd be no, prejudice about anything. They were sent off by the team to a couple people, and they said, "Hey, can you identify this? Someone we know found these photographs." They said, "Oh yeah, that's the stealth, the F-117, F-117A, whatever they call it." And that we have it from two real, credible aviation experts. And what makes this more credible? Once I had these two articles up on the blog, I went onto Twitter and found tons of aviation companies, Boeing, Lockheed, who made the stealth, and others, and I tweeted them the links to the blog, and not a one of those people are willing to open their mouth. Why? Because some of them know that this happened too. Obviously, the test pilot, we think
a lot of people, I mean, they don't want to touch things. They don't want to be associated with the UFO subject, period.
Correct.
They want to try to distance themselves. Something I'm always looking for is, you've got your photographs, but something I keep telling people, where's the material evidence? Is there something? Something is crazy. Materials have been recovered. I can't picture these visitors, whoever they may be, as being perfect and infallible. There have to be crashes. There have to be crash recoveries, regardless of what they said in the hearing the other day, congressional hearing, which I disagreed with. Has Billy come across anything like that?
Well, here's some quick info, because I want to give you something else that just happened, but I'll tell you this. Meyer was told that Roswell, of course, was a genuine crash. It wasn't the extraterrestrials that built the crafts that were found. These are android beings that they use for their expeditions, but there were some recovered, mainly the dead ones and one or two live. I first heard about this in about 1957 from a kid who walked up to me in a high school, told me his dad's in the Air Force, and he was telling him about this flying saucer that crashed that they took to an Air Force base in Ohio. I will never forget this because it was so dramatic. And then, of course, that's the Roswell crash. There have been about eight others internationally, crashes and retrievals and all of that. These people gave Meyer metal samples from the process by which they manufacture their craft. They they were analyzed by Marcel Vogel at IBM. He did a videotaped analysis and said at the end of it, "With any technology available to me as a scientist, I cannot manufacture these. This is made either in a cold fusion process, which I don't have, or in the vacuum of outer space." So, we have sound record, all sorts of evidence. But here's something that just happened in case we run out of time. A couple weeks ago, Billy Meyer received a letter, and he gave it to the Playaron to authenticate, and they said this is coming from the people who've signed it. And the people who wrote the letter were in the Ukraine government. They told Meyer they knew about him. They knew his contacts were genuine, and they were seeking his help. Shortly after that, after he published this information without giving any more information about the people, a car came up to the center, actually two. The first car had diplomatic plates. It was fairly benign. There were just two people from the Ukraine embassy or something that were looking around. The second car, three men got out, and they launched a drone, apparently with cameras, six propellers, and then left. And that was a little more ominous. Within the last 3 days, Meyer received two more letters with the people from Ukraine saying, "We really, anything you can do to help us, we do not like the direction that this man Zelensky has taken the country." Now, I'm not giving an opinion here. I'm citing information that was published. He is a Nazi fanatic warmonger. He is killing our troops. He's killing our people. Many of the atrocities attributed to the Russians were done by Ukrainian forces that are far right wing and Nazi forces. What can you do to help us? And Meyer wrote back, and this is part of it, "I am not allowed to interfere in your country. If you feel this is so, and while I may agree with some of what you said, you must take the responsibility for announcing this or confronting this man or whatever, because of course if this proceeds, if this war keeps going, it will eventually devolve into a worldwide war, and it could be stopped if you people can do it." Now that's asking a lot of people, because and when I published this contact, I said this is a matter of record. Now there are five people in the inner circle of the government Ukraine who contacted Meyer. Meyer burned the letter, but not before the player, and copied it so that it will be, if necessary, in their keeping. And he said, "I am not going to intercede in any way, shape, or form that I possibly could, other than to tell you to take your responsibility. Otherwise,
well, based on
my family,
what you've been talking about
serve,
earlier, is a lot of what you've been saying is they're basically hands off. All they're doing is just trying to teach us to correct our own lives.
That's it. You
we
got
have
it.
To learn to handle ourselves, and
we. Yep, you got it.
It appears to me that that's basically the message that should be relayed on: is, you know, correct your own problems, because you have to deal with what's going on in your own country yourself.
That's precisely it.
Yeah, and time is going by quick.
Yeah,
there's just a couple other questions
I
wanted to try to work in. You know, Billy appears to be one of the only ones that's been contacted. Now, I've had other people tell me that they were contacted, but how many people have been truly contacted by the same group that Billy has been?
These contacts, as I said, go back 13,500 years. The previous contactees, their names were Enoch, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Emmanuel, and Muhammad. I know people think this is weird. Emmanuel is the real name of the man whose name got changed to Jesus Christ, the name of a man who never existed, but there was an Emmanuel, and that's a whole other thing, and Billy published the true teachings and all that. Okay, there have been a handful of people who have accidentally come in contact with some of these extraterrestrials, just as literally accident. There were nothing more than an appearance. In some cases, a few words were spoken, and off these people went. Anybody that has said up until now, or who will claim that they are contactees of either these people or any other extraterrestrials, are stone-cold liars unless and until they come forward with the independently analyzed, authenticated, substantiated evidence and unique, significant information. Billy Meyer's published over 45,000 pages of information. He has 626 remaining photographs from his original 1,200. There's still pardon me, 8 films left and a video. I say this now, and I completely exonerate you and the station from any responsibility. Every one of the people in ufology who claims any contact with any extraterrestrials is a stone-cold charlatan, phony, liar, deceiver, and a defamer of the truth, who does a disservice to humankind through sucking up any oxygen, when the real truth is and has been in these contacts for 85 years with one person named Billy Edward Albert Meyer, who doesn't run around telling his truth. He puts the information out. He's not a profiteer, Everything is done through a nonprofit publishing company. And anybody who said they've been with extraterrestrials or gone to other planets are stone-cold liars and defamers of the truth. And it is too important for our literal survival, because what is in those prophecies from 1937, of which I told you some things, also warns that it comes a time, if we don't change it, that Russia and its allies attack this country and destroy it completely. So what's more important to people, entertainment and silly stuff about UFOs and lights in the sky, or the truth that they could possibly use to help change the course of an otherwise very bad future history, protect themselves, their loved ones, and their descendants, and get our world into a place where true human beings are taking care of themselves and nature, and none of this phony stuff is tolerated anymore?
Well, we definitely need to make a lot of changes in the way we're handling our environment with the climate changes, other things going on. I'm getting tired of paying high prices for gas. I'm thinking about going shopping this week, and the prices there going up. We definitely have to get a handle on a lot of things. But, you know, It's really been enlightening tonight, Honor Michael, and I've really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you, sir.
And there's so much more I know we could go into that we didn't get a chance to. There's so many other questions I have, because just from a different point of view, getting some of these answered. But we'll look at maybe doing this sometime down the road again. In the future.
Sure. So I would love it, Thomas, and I thank you. And I just want to say, can I give away a free film to your audience? If they email me, they use your name and say free, I'm going to send them a link to download the best UFO documentary ever made called The Silent Revolution of Truth.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to promote real quick? We've got a real short time here.
My blog is theyflyblog.com. You will find 1,600 or so articles there. I accept any questions and challenges. I do my work representing this material voluntarily for free, and I'll give you a free film, and you can start to discover the truth for yourself, hopefully in time to make some changes. Because climate change, just to tell you the truth, Thomas, and everyone else, has gone, for the most part, past the point of return, and we are going to have to deal with some very radical things. Greta Thunberg doesn't know the half of it.
Well, I thank you so much for being on tonight, Michael, and I really enjoyed our discussions. And so everybody knows out there, check out our shows again. Night Dreams Talk Radio is on 6 days a week. Tune in to Gary Anderson tomorrow night. He's got a great show planned for you. So next Monday, there will be no show. We've got the holiday coming up, just so that you know. And I'll see everybody in a couple weeks. This is Thomas on Night Dreams Talk Radio.
Pandemics breaking out, a world on the brink of war, economic collapses, natural disasters, and crime around every corner. That's why six-time Naked and Afraid legend, extreme survivalist, adventurer, and Army combat vet E.J. Snyder, the number one ranked survivalist in the world, wants you to be ready and has everything you need at www.ejsnyder.com. All of your needs to be ready for the bad days ahead. From survival training, gear, survival food, videos, and more. That's right. Subscribe with your email at www.ejsnyder.com for blogs, newsletters, and updates so that you are prepared and ready for whatever comes your way. EJ Snyder always has your back. Survive on ejsnyder.com. Did you know Night Dreams Talk Radio now has a great store? And now's the time to get that Night Dreamer, that cool Night Dreams tee, or Bigfoot mug. Night Dream Store has lots of awesome items to pick from, all for the Night Dreamer. For details, check out our show's website at www.nightdreamstalkradio.com. Thank you.
Okay, so that'll be one bajillion.
For eggs?
Egg, singular.
Are you saying bajillion with a B or mudjillion with an M?
B. It's jumbo.
Ugh.
Get your eggs at Del Taco in our egg and cheese or crispy bacon breakfast rollers with scrambled eggs and freshly grated cheddar starting at only $1.29 each. Plus, Del Yeah Rewards members get free hotter iced coffee with any purchase before 11 a.m. See app for terms and conditions. Price and participation may vary.
Dude, aren't you late for work?
I asked my job to fire me.
Why?
Gas is literally a bajillion dollars. I lose money every time I drive to the office.
How about a bike?
Also a bajillion dollars.
We get it, and we got you. Del Taco's 20 Under 2 menu features fresh-made items like the new $1.29 chicken cheddar rollers made with freshly grilled chicken, freshly grated cheddar, and salsa verde ranch or chipotle sauce rolled in a flour tortilla. Del Taco's 20 Under 2 menu. Del, yeah. Price and participation may vary.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with a Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.